Hey.
Dang, you sound sleepy. What's wrong?
Girl, I'm so tired. I'm really tired.
Hey, JD. You back, though?
Yeah, he's finally back out of the field. Congratulations. You made it.
You made it. You're alive.
And we all got connected on one try. I don't have the victory speech for Lolando because I truly don't feel like saying it. However, this episode is brought to you by Lolando. Visit www.lolando.com. Type in promo code Auntie, AUNTIE. Save 10%. And go buy some soap. So, how are y'all, first of all?
We good. Well, I'm good. Can't speak for anybody else.
I'm good.
So,
pretty good.
The rest of y'all, JD, been a while.
Chilling like a
okay.
villain?
Huh?
So
I'm chilling.
Okay, so this episode we're going to, I want to go over because the last couple days have been severely stressful personally to me because it seems like people don't understand what a pedophile is. So we're going to discuss the age of consent. And then we're going to also, too, discuss that Tinder situation with the black dude killing all them girls.
He's trying to do an insanity plea, by the way.
Fuck okay, that well, shit.
You know what?
Look, yes.
I did not know that.
It just popped up, so we can talk about that for sure.
Oh, okay, so that popped up. And then Bree said that she had a story to tell. We're going to also, too, touch on not the aspect of teaching men not to rape, not to assault. That's one of them situations that's completely pointless at this point. Not even jail can save them. You have habitual offenders that go to jail for rape or assaulting. They get out and they do it again.
That's why they need to get murdered. Same
right,
thing.
That too. But the problem with that is sometimes they be in protective custody depending on the severity of the situation. So it's just like you can't really teach them. Is something wrong with them mentally? So
you can castrate them.
I mean, yeah, like, we can think of the worst things possible to get rid of these people, but
in
reality, that's just not going to happen, and some of y'all need to live in reality, but let's go ahead and jump into that dude that killed them girls. That dude looks so familiar. Like,
he do. He look like any dude in high school who...
Like, he looks, like, right, he looks like everybody probably had that one dude that looked just like him in school. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, bro, like, have I seen him? But
he's not even ugly. That's the part. They don't even
right,
do ugly.
He's not ugly. He's not unattractive at all, but.
Not at all.
Something, I need, personally, the ID channel or somebody snap.
What happened?
A story on him. Like, I really want to know what happened with him.
I want to know his whole life.
Like, I want to know everything from start to finish. I want to know everything. It's not going to justify what he did. I just want to know what led to him to do what he did. But he killed 7 women. Were they all black women?
I don't know.
You know, I was looking into it, and I was trying to see all the specific details. It was, like, some that were confirmed and some that were, like, I didn't get to finish reading it, and then now he's trying to do insanity.
They said all of them, they said all of them died except for the one that they caught right before he was about to kill her.
Mm-hmm, and he had her, like, in, he kidnapped her.
Yeah.
Okay, so, as y'all know, the last female, the main one that's been plastered next to his mugshot, she met him on Tinder and she invited him to her house. Now, I'm not gonna go and do the victim blaming. However,
why y'all so desperate to be with somebody that you're inviting strangers to your home? Why that's real.
No, shit. Let me finish. Well, yeah, you're right, but I just can't process why y'all are really shitting where y'all sleep. It was very unfortunate that the situation did happen to her, but if you don't know these people that you're meeting online is a very dark and scary place. I don't know why you would invite anybody that you just meet online to your house. Like, I mean, I'm not a saint. I've done it before. You know what I'm saying? I end up dead, however, thank God. But as you get older, you just start realizing, like, is this right? No, it's not right. You don't, you, a lot of women, they expect people, they expect men to be perfect. Like,
he's not going to some Christian mingle.
He can just come, he's just going to.
On Tinder.
He's just going to come in the crib. We're going to talk. We're going
to
eat.
Now they be wanting to get fucked.
We're going to, you know, watch a movie.
They be wanting some dick sometimes.
But, no, it's not just that. It's reality. People don't like to pay for dates either. That's why people be chilling at home, too. Like, people be trying to Netflix and chill. It's not safe at all. Oh, no. 100%. I'm not going to mention that, actually. But I have people that say stuff like that, or they'll mention something like, oh, yeah, well, I figured you would be more comfortable in a public place instead of me just inviting you over and cooking for you. I'm like, duh. What?
I said
duh.
That.
Like,
I
need witnesses.
I told a nigga to me, he was like, yo, I just want you to come over so I can rub your feet. I said, nigga, you can take me on a fucking date. I was like, first of all, let's get one thing straight to the men out here. It ain't even just about women. Do you know bitches will rob you and set you up?
Dang.
Getting niggas to kill you just for fun? Bitches do that shit.
Didn't
for
that
fun.
Happen? That girl got arrested because she was setting dudes up. They shot dude in the car. Remember, dude went to the hot. He drove down the street and called 911.
See what happened? Yeah, that situation that happened. It was it happened like in the beginning of the year. His girlfriend set him up because he had got like an insurance claim or a settlement or something like that, and she set him up to be robbed. But he
no, that's a different
killed.
One. No, there was a Plenty of Fish dude a couple years back. There was a dude who dated a girl on Plenty of Fish, and they found out it was two dudes and a girl. The girl would meet the guys, and then they would she would say
I
she would need to go
that.
Get something or
that.
Something, and the guy would come up. He shot the guy, thought that he died, and the guy didn't die, and he called the cops. He lived. But yeah, women be setting people up.
Yeah, women are trifling. You know, that's not always going to be the case, but these
men need to be
just
as safe.
As bad as these men. So basically, you know what? Women teach your sisters not to assault. Teach your sisters not to rape. Teach your sisters not to set niggas up. Men, teach your boys not to rape. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you can't really teach people stuff like this. This is a lot of stuff going on from people's environments and stuff like that. Like, this is not like I'm going to put a PowerPoint presentation up and I'm just going to hope for the best. Like, this ain't that. This ain't something that
this is a morality
do.
Code thing. There's like certain things within
right.
your soul that you don't like. I'm not trying to be funny. Like, there's people who've been through very heinous situations. They'll probably tell you the worst stories of their life. They're still not rapists. They're still not molesters. And it's happened to them. This is something that's deeply something wrong with that person. And who knows what the spark of it is? Maybe you have a horrible story, but Ted Bundy, his life went horrible. He was murdering bitches for fun just because he could. So at the end of the day, like you say, you can't really teach somebody that. It's a morality thing. If you have it and you do, if you don't, you don't. And any person who has any type of common sense is going to harm somebody for no reason. But people aren't like that. And the whole point of this thing is stop trusting people. Stop assuming they have the same morality code as you. Stop assuming they think like you. Stop assuming you're safe in a stranger's hands. Stop assuming you're safe any fucking where you go. Anytime your ticket can get punched. But don't increase the odds by being stupid. Don't increase the odds because you're horny. Don't increase the odds because you're lonely. That's male and females. Because guys, y'all love to try to catch HIV. Y'all love to try to pull your little shit out and try to, in a heartbeat. Be smarter, yo. Like, be smarter. A bitch will really rob you for fun. Just because she got all the shit she need, but her nigga don't. So you a lick, and you look like a bitch, and now they in your shit. And look at you. Exactly what they thought you were. So it's just like, stop. Stop just assuming shit. Be smarter. What'd you say? Risk management.
Oh, yeah. Risk management. It's definitely one of them situations. It's like, this is why I'll just never understand, like people that talk about rape. It's like they'll sit on, like, I've been noticing on the timeline, like, lately they was talking about any man that wants you to bring liquor or whatever to the house to chill with them, you know, that's like rapey. And you know what? I do agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different when y'all aren't just like talking about having sex. You know, like, if y'all just kicking back. But if y'all conversations around sex and then they want you to bring liquor, yeah, that's kind of rapey. You're trying to get me in a position to where I cannot handle myself in that position. Even though we talked about it, by law consenting, once you're intoxicated, you can no longer consent. That's a red flag. But a lot of people will bring up situations that lead to, you know, how you get raped. And it's like, how can y'all sit here and say, don't do this, don't do that, right? And all of a sudden, when a situation happened, it's like you're victim blaming. You're victim blaming, especially if I say, well, I'm using risk management. Like, if I know that I'm going to go out with people that I don't know, I'm going to share my location. All my friends share their location with me. And it's perfect. And I don't go out and I don't drink to where I black out, you know? And it's certain things that you do to lower the risk of situations actually happening. And that's what I do. But when you talk about stuff like that, they're going to be like, oh, you're victim blaming and stuff like that. So instead of me victim blaming, you want me to go out there and expect the world to be perfect and put myself in a situation that I know I could have prevented.
Or you being paranoid.
Prevention. That's victim prevention. The fuck? Y'all trying to be victims. If you don't want to do common sense shit, like, don't get blackout drunk. Don't. Like you said, it'd be beautiful if we were in that world. But we're not. Like, stop it. We're not
in that world. And they know we're not in that world. You know, like, y'all know what needs to be done and y'all talk about it. We see articles time and time again. We see how things escalate. And then for you to get mad because it's like, well, you know, like, I've never been raped. You know, like, I mean, I probably have been when I blacked out, like, almost 10 years ago. But other than that, like, because I know, like, I haven't gotten myself into one of them situations. And that's not always like that. Like, you know, like they say, loved ones can actually do it. You know, like, you could, like, you just don't ever know. But when you deliberately put yourself in a situation that you know you're not supposed to be putting yourself in, that's when you kind of got to be like, okay, well, is this safe? Mm-hmm. Is this going to work? You know what I'm saying? But in their mind, it's like they expect something to happen to you in order for you to understand it. I'm sorry. I don't want to get blacked out around people that I don't know. And I don't want to wake up to, like, you know, 8 men humping me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just not what I personally want to do. But women do need to protect themselves. And they cannot expect men to be the ones to do that. Y'all can go and get guns. Y'all can get stun guns. Y'all can carry, you know, knives and stuff like that. Like, y'all was cutting people up.
Oh, I used to carry a knife with me. I got to get another one.
Yeah, y'all was cutting people up in high school, but now since y'all grown, y'all expecting men to actually protect y'all? Get out of here. You was cutting up females. You know, slicing females. Y'all was carrying around razors when you was in high school, but now all of a sudden, since y'all grown, it's a problem?
I'm just confused as to why any person, it ain't even about men protecting you. Your quote-unquote, we talked about this.
Your friends own won't friends. Protect
you. The only person who can look out for you. And I'm not even saying that.
Did you see that video with that girl getting raped?
No, but
and her friend live streamed.
I heard about one girl who apparently, it's so many instances. Like,
I'm about to say, I got to figure out which one she's talking
which
about.
Which one? Shit. Yeah, I said, I might have.
It was the one that just happened. It was on Instagram.
Oh, I heard about that, but I didn't see it. I'm happy I didn't see anything like that. But I did hear something about Instagram live stream.
Yeah, her friend was in the background getting raped, and the uncle came out talking about something. If y'all was quiet, if y'all was asleep, y'all would never heard it, or if she wasn't screaming.
Oh, she was screaming. Like, it was violent rape, not no date rape.
Yes, it was. And then, right, it wasn't no date. It was violent. Like, she was screaming.
Oh, my God. Like, that is fucking horrifying.
Yes. Yes. And then what ended up happening was the family was talking about we was trying to administer medicine to her. That's why she was screaming like that. It's one thing when you are getting medicine given to you, and it's another thing when you're actually getting raped. The screams are going to be different. So, if y'all heard that video, y'all would have heard how she was screaming and stuff like that, and then what her uncle was saying. And then it was another video where this dude, and this is going into now, pedophile. Dude was, his friend was 22, having sex with a 14-year-old girl. His homeboy. That's homeboy. And they decided to fight him. And they only fought him because they're mad that he did it. But my thing is, Bree, you sent me that video. I sent you that video. Why would you fight him if y'all just gonna be friends the next day? What does that really do?
It was just for show, really.
Yeah.
Right. It was just to show that they were gonna do something, but it's just like Terry Crews said. Predators protect predators.
And do.
Period. So, you know, if your homeboy sleeping with
your homeboy a creep, you a creep.
All of y'all doing it. You all doing it.
Same thing with your homegirls molesting women out here, too. Bitches.
It is. It is, actually.
You fucking freak. Yeah.
You haven't. You must have not seen that 18-year-old girl sleeping with a 13-year-old.
I
want to
throw up.
In Texas. Wait. There's a video, the YouTube video where she is a YouTube, and I want to write YouTube so bad and be like, y'all need to see this yourselves and take this shit down and take her the fuck off there. She needs to be off there. She admitted to being in love with a 13-year-old boy. She said just because they did not have sex, just because they are not in a physical relationship that is sexual, that is legal. She said, but they're going to wait. They're going to wait till he's older because people don't know what love is. And like, she literally was actually justifying pedophilia. Because what she doesn't get is by the time she's 20, he's 15. There's nothing that's changed. Like, nothing has changed. So it's like, how long are you going to wait for this boy to grow up? And she's like, no, I'm going to wait because we're in love. And I'm like, the mother is okay with it.
Okay.
The mother justified it. Like, I don't understand. And that's in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-mm-mm.
This is in it's just, but that's what it is. It's in America. It's loopholes and ways. They said a lawyer said it's okay.
I mean,
she loves the 13-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
As long as they don't cross the line
of having sex.
Yeah. As long
but she literally.
JD, why are you so quiet?
You said what?
I said, why are you so quiet? You haven't said absolutely nothing for 17 minutes.
I'm just listening.
You know, okay, he used to do that so before, ahead, and I would wonder if he was disconnected and shit. He just be breathing.
Right.
No, I was just about to say, I forgot what it was, but literally, if you listen to the video, just look up 13-year-old in love with 18-year-old. Look up that video and listen to what she says. And she's literally on YouTube justifying pedophilia. If you listen to her words about loving someone and age doesn't matter, and she's literally an adult, 18, illegal, and justifying being in love with someone and age shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, was sick. I listened to the whole goddamn video. I can't say I didn't. Because I needed to hear that bullshit.
Yeah, it's hard to really let people really think
I need to understand why that's on YouTube.
Because, you know what, I'm not justifying it, but I need y'all to understand and to keep an open mind that this country
it's different.
Is ran on they enjoy pedophilia.
And weird shit. You're okay? Right, 100%.
And then they enjoy homosexuals. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they'd be low-key. Oh, like. Yes. Mm-hmm.
They enjoy sex trafficking. Why do you think they have not put a stop?
Because the cops be working with it.
Oh, the cops, the government, the highest
exactly.
of the high.
Right, exactly.
Little boys and little girls.
Exactly. So that's, you know, like, this country is just built on
crooked. Just,
but I mean, it's been like that forever.
Forever.
Like,
yep.
The only thing is that now on social media, so you can see it.
You can see it. That's
but
it.
It's been like that forever. I mean, America's been built on sex, money, drugs.
Right.
So the only difference is now is that everybody is so open to anything and everything. So now it can be shown on social media. Now it can be told out in public. You can tweet about it, whatever, and it's not going to matter. Why? Because everybody's doing it on the low.
But see, and that's the thing, even though people, it's not everybody that's doing it on the low, it's not that. It's because people are becoming desensitized to it. It's not that it's normal. It's not that it's a thing that just is happening. It's just because you're used to seeing it now.
No, it's not desensitizing.
No, it is. It's desensitized. It's 100% desensitizing it. Because people look at things in a different way. They don't look at it from feelings. They look at it from what they can Google and information they can find and a fact they can prove. They don't look at things for morals and for what's bigger than just laws and loopholes and things. Like, when it happens to you, that's when it's different and you snap. But now everybody wants to bring in lawyers and law and this is a legal thing and be technical and no, it's morals. And that's why it's just people are desensitized because they say, well,
See, I'm glad y'all saying that because the Hakir, my content creator, he literally just tagged me in this thing, and it says pedophiles are people too because love is love. Now, that basically goes back to every, like, this whole country is based on this. It's disgusting. Pedophiles are not people too. Pedophiles should not be taking advantage of kids. And the age of consent, and I'm having a real hard time understanding why people are using age of consent as something that's okay. Just because a child can consent legally to sex doesn't mean that a 16, 17-year-old, 15, to say the least, can consent to sex with somebody that's 25, 22. That age gap is... Age of consent is to protect children away from adults, period. So if a child is 15, that does not give a child the right to have sex with a 25-year-old. It's still a child. Now you're reaching into statutory rape. And all day, for the last couple days, people have been arguing that the age of consent. Oh, she can consent. No, that's not okay. Because when I made a thread talking about how these pedophiles was, how these girls was 13, 14, either they were lying about their age, or these grown men that was 21, 22, 23, 24, dating these middle schoolers, y'all had a problem. But now all of a sudden, y'all bringing up the age of consent when the situation shouldn't even be this type of situation. Did y'all see when that girl mother that basically kicked her out the house and her boyfriend because she found out her 17-year-old daughter was sleeping with her 40-year-old boyfriend?
I found it out because you sent it to me, but that shit happens every day.
It does happen every day. And as sad as it sounds, it's just, you know, like, her mother literally is doing whatever.
Moms be in competition with their daughters. And
be in competition with their daughters. We're going to sweep it under the rug, but I'm going to get rid of you.
Like, the mother's looking at the child. You're looking at your child, your 13-year-old, whatever they are, because they get. Let's put something.
The mom starts to sexualize it too, as far as why you wearing that. You dressed around the house like that. You know he here, and it's like.
Let me finish what I'm about to say. Just because a little girl develops quickly, she gets boobs, she gets an ass, she got a shape, doesn't mean in her mentality she is ready for that body, and nobody should be looking at a child that way. Period. Mm-hmm. Y'all are fucking sick, and you should. And in society in general, just like what you were saying. We need to stop telling little girls, you need to cover up, you need to do this. No, teach your fucking pedophile ass niggas to stop looking at a child.
Well,
don't defend that.
On that though, you have to think. You have to.
You've been looking at thick 15-year-olds.
No, listen.
Stop, don't do that.
The fact of the matter is, you have to think that people, or men, I should say, more so, are visual creatures, right? Not only that, but at the same time, when they say cover up as well, now, I get it. Cover up. They're saying cover up when somebody comes over, right? But period. At some point, they should be saying cover up because of how you want to. Because if you don't tell them to cover up now in the house, how are they going to dress when they go out to the world? And then when you have all these pedophiles or other people looking at them.
I see what you're saying. I'm saying in the world in general, period. Not like that. That was my point. In general, the swing of things is almost to the rape thing. There has to be a certain point where we stop saying it's just the way the fuck it is and realize we have to start recreating the structure of not just a man, boy.
That also goes back to the fact of when women say, I should be able to dress this way and nobody should be looking at me anyway. It goes in the same realm.
I mean, but
people don't realize titties have been sexualized in the Western Hemisphere. If we were from an indigenous tribe somewhere, titties would be everywhere and wouldn't be thought of. They're sexualized because that's just the way society is and sex sells and modesty, yada, yada, yada. These things, the visual learner shit, yeah, I see that. But at the same time, if you weren't taught that way, you wouldn't think that way, period.
But we're period. In a world that we're in a space where it's taught that way.
So my point is, when are we going to the point where we stop saying it is what it is? That's how the way men are taught. And we realize that, like I said, at a young age, because you're grown. Can't nobody reprogram a grown-ass person for the most part. You're pretty much stuck in your ways when you get to a certain thing.
You can't.
But when are we going to realize in the kids, we have to start changing certain things? We have to stop creating this rape culture. We have to stop creating this whole everything's on the female. And the guys get to, boys will be boys. That's virtually what you just said. We're visual learners. Men will be men. No. Stop that. Like, we got to stop accepting that.
All the guys that are grown or they've grown up that way, they're not going to be around the world at all anymore.
You said they're not going to what?
be around anymore? Because you
what I'm saying. I'm saying we're going to get to a point where we try to, like, do something. I mean, everybody got to die someday. So eventually, yeah, they're all going to die. We're probably going to die with them. But who's going to stop programming people to be the same? Or is it just going to be this way and it is what it is?
To be honest with you, like, I really, truly get what you're saying. And I really just don't want to be an asshole.
Not be an asshole.
But we are really, literally in a time to where nothing is going to change.
It's only going to get worse.
I would say more pessimistic than asshole.
What?
I would say that's more... Oh, you talking to me, are you?
No, go with you. I said
that's more pessimism than being an asshole. But my... But I understand what you're saying.
Well, they're going to... Well, when people listen to this, they're going to be like, dad, she's like, no, like, it's one of them... It's like this... This world is just going... Is going to shit. Period.
But when you,
where it's not going to get any better. No, let me finish.
Nah, it's always it's been shit. It's not going to get any it's better. It's always been shit.
Like, right, it's always been it, but we see how everything escalated. Like, we can literally get on Google and we can see how the world escalated to how we got to this point. It's so much stuff that's encrypted that we don't even know that got to a point that it is right now. We can't fix... I'm sorry, we cannot fix something like this. The only thing we can do is we can just mold and build within ourselves and get, surround ourselves around, you know, the right type of people and teach our little community of 10 people, 20 people, 5 people what's right and what's wrong for the world. We have social media, we have the media, we have the internet, we have all this stuff that's up here brainwashing us, well, trying to brainwash us, so we can mold to exactly what they want us to be.
And
we cannot fix it.
Then it gets to a point where first of all, I was going to say is I disagree. People used to stone each other to death for fun. And they used to, like, the world's always been fucked up. We just have the internet now. But it just gets to a certain point where this shit is becoming to a, like, a mass peak where we're becoming desensitized because we see it so often. We don't give a fuck anymore when we hear about a 3-year-old getting molested. You hear about a 5-year-old getting molested.
Okay, wait. Okay, no, I'm not going to agree with that because that pisses me off. I'm sorry.
It pisses me off, too, but have you done anything except for look at a story and be frustrated?
I mean, like...
Will we organize and make a difference?
I mean, what are the suggestions that you suggest? These articles.
No, I'm saying what do people do as far as solving situations like that? I just said
what we can
say it again.
I mean, even social workers, even having a social worker that people go into these jobs, people go into careers to try to stop this stuff. But because you have corporate America and you have this rule book that you have to follow, sometimes you just cannot save them because it just does not allow it. And then when you try to do what's morally correct, you're going to lose your job. It's like the control system that they have here on us. It's like, let me go be a social worker because I want to save all the kids. I want to save all the kids that's getting molested and stuff like that. Hold on 1 second.
What were you saying, JD? Because I didn't hear you.
So then, let's say, she already started answering.
So people go into these careers because they want to sit up here and they want to protect these kids, but they cannot protect these kids because their organization does not let them.
And
as messed up as it sounds, that's just how the world.
Cut out.
I don't know if it cut out or if it...
It did. I heard her say that's just how the world is.
I don't know why everybody's trying to call me. Leave me alone, Dad. Just like that little girl that died months ago, the mother's boyfriend was, he had gotten out of jail, he had a record, he ended up, I don't know if he ended up molesting.
She let him in the house.
Huh?
She let him back in the house around her. That shit was wild.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the father was trying his hardest. Not that one. That was another little girl. It was another father that was trying to get his daughter back from the mother and the boyfriend. After the little girl was getting abused and stuff like that from the mother and the boyfriend, and he tried to fight the system to get his daughter, and the system failed the little girl. Like, they knew, they had records of, bruises, abuse, phone calls, everything. So you might want to go and try to save these kids, but the system's just not going to let you, and that's the sad part. Like,
that's the God honest truth, because it's money at the end of the day. And just like you said, problem with the human trafficking thing. You got to realize, like, as people, and this is my whole thing when I say
what are we gonna do? I don't mean are we gonna go march and cry and stuff. When the fuck y'all gonna wake up and realize it's a tool to be pawns of money? When you gonna realize that historically speaking, the molestation peaks in certain areas like the DMV area because there were ancestral fucking slave breeding camps there. There's reasons for all this shit. People don't naturally just do certain things. There's reasons for it, and it's a money-making process. Until we identify those things, actually go forward and make a change, yeah, you just might as well shrug your shoulders and say that's the way life is.
So the whole point of the Me Too movement at this point, right?
That shit flipped, though.
That movement is just that shit got nuts.
I'm saying that's like one of the things that they try to do was because of that you had
people
that are celebrities who have money and stuff that can cover shit up. So it's happened in politics, it's happened in entertainment, it happens with anybody who has money. It's easy for them to cover it up because, like I said, money runs everything. And the fact of the matter is that's not going to stop because that's all that America is run on is money. Money is status. So it doesn't matter what other precautions we can try to do. The fact of the matter is if you have money, you have power, and you have a status, it's not going to change anything.
Right. So the only thing we're going to do is we're going to look at these articles and just realize, like, damn, this world's really fucked up. All these
and protect our children.
Failed.
That's the only thing, like,
we have to, like, it's great when you can use your mind for the right things and when you can use your mind to understand what's going on. And it's not even just scratching the surface. It's actually understanding the root of the actual issue. And the only thing you can do is try to protect your kids. Like, this is another reason to why I do not introduce men to my daughter. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long we was dating. I was dating one of my exes for 2 years, and he never met my daughter. Okay? And it's not because I didn't trust him. What you need to meet her for? We not going on play dates. So we're not doing none of that. Like, I'm dating you, you're not dating her. And then we're not even together. So what good was him meeting her? And we ended up breaking up, you know?
And to think that's a breakup for her too. She asked about
exactly. Like, and Lord. It's just like, and my daughter's getting to the point now talking about, so mom, you need to go get married. Excuse me, who the hell you talking to? Right. Like, she's sick of your me I need a man. Like, she don't see me with a man. And it's
she's tired
like,
of you.
She's tired of your grouchy ass. Right. Go get some dick, mom. You get on my nerves.
Go make a sibling. Like, this ain't how none of this work. Like, please stay in child's place. But it's you can't just trust anybody. And especially when it comes to your kids, like, I don't care how much you want a family unit, like, the family unit's not worth it because you don't know these men. Just like Shorty had made a tweet when she was talking about the dude, the Tinder dude, and, you know, running background checks because Bree wants to share a story. And like I told y'all before on previous episodes, like, I literally typed in this dude's name that I was talking to because his behavior was funny to me, and he was a sex offender. Now, what if I introduced my daughter to him? Not saying I was, but like, what if, bro? Like, I just put my baby in harm's way, and me not even knowing. That's why the internet is wrong. That's why you don't introduce your kids to everybody that you know, because you don't know people. But everybody's so quick to introduce their kids to a man, to their, you know, friends and family and stuff. Like, bro, you don't know these people from a can of paint. You got that creepy uncle sitting.
I was just about to say that. You got to worry about the damn family.
You got creepy uncle praying on your daughter, and you don't even know that he's praying on your daughter. Now he watching her grow up. He's been praying on her since she was 6. She's now 13, and now he want to sleep with her. What?
And now the mom's kicking them both out because she fat.
Or look, now she's 17, and they in a relationship.
They in a whole relationship.
Right. So
nobody finds
like,
a problem with this.
Now Morgan Freeman dating his granddaughter.
Yeah.
That's the fucking one.
And woman.
He did it too.
You're literally putting your kids in harm's way, and you're not thinking because in your mind, you like, oh, they're not going to do nothing. I don't care. Any man I see my baby, well, I'm like, yeah, he'll probably molest her. She ain't going over there. I'm not putting nothing past nobody. Nobody.
And people be quick to make them babysitters. Like, oh, yeah, you could keep them while I go to work. Hold on. And then that's all them stories that we hear on the news. All them foolish-ass stories, leaving boyfriends and this and or even the ones that leave him with the girlfriends, the dudes. And...
But, Bri, what did you... That. You said you had to look... You looked somebody up. You had to...
Okay. So, peep this. So, back in 2015, I used to live out, like, an hour away, and then I moved back out here where I live now. And so, I was kind of readjusting my social life, all that crap. And so, I started to really use my Facebook to, like, get in contact with my old friends. So one of them was like, oh, yeah, I think my brother like you. He really cool, this, this, and that. And I'm like, all right, cool. She's like, he play games, da, da, da. And I play games. So I'm like, all right. So we hang out. And, like, I'm really big on getting people's full names. And I've always been like that. And that's why I agree with just doing, like, if we have it there, it's nothing wrong with just curiosity kicking in. And let me just make sure he's not on Otis. But he told me, and Otis, and I don't know if Otis is in every state, but it's the offender tracking inmate system. No,
it's
not.
I googled it. It's only for Michigan.
That's so it pretty much. It pretty much tracks the anybody if they have something that is a public record, mm-hmm. especially big things. So I figured out his name because his sister went to school with her. Figured out his name. They had different last names, and boom, he had been telling me he was on probation and he's on parole. I'm sorry. Or probation, one of them, he was on probation for something. He had a tether, and I'm like, you know, I'm getting curious. Because I'm like, what does it mean? He, like, he could only drive to work, and this, this, and that. He got a certain amount of time. So I'm like, all right. I look him up, and they dumbed it down so much. I sent it to, hold on. Let me read it to you real quick. Because I sent it to stuff, and I'm like, look at this. Like, dude pretty much had, in 2005, and I want y'all to guess his age, okay? I met him in 2015. I was 24. And I was okay with talking to this guy. He was an older brother of a girl I went to school with. Okay? Listen, he had a case in 2005 of forced with a minor between the age of 13 and 15.
What the fuck is going on?
He also had a case in 2014 of forced with the age between, I think it was 14 and 16 or some shit like that. Or 15 and 16.
So now, he's a repeat offender.
But listen to the date. Listen to that gap. 2005 and 2014. Mm. How old is he? When I met him in 2015, how old do you think he was? 36. When I looked that shit up.
36.
He's 32. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. He was 31, 32. Yeah. So pretty much he was born in 1984. My guy pretty much was 20, almost 21 years old and had somebody between 13 and 15 with a rape case. Yeah. Plus other stuff. Plus he a registered sex offender. Do you know how much stuff popped up? And I was just like, so, and I went to him and I said it. I was like, so you weren't going to tell me? Like,
that's the problem. They're not going to tell
you. But it was even the sister though. That was the wildest shit. Girl, I went to school with you.
They don't care about you.
They don't care. They protect, I'm sorry, they protect predators. Like, you expect a sex offender to tell you that they a sex offender?
Dude, listen, what I don't expect them to do is fuck around and tell me anything, because you tell me anything that you got a ticket that was too high, you got a warrant, I am looking you up. What is your name? I'm gonna be like, what's your initials?
You stupid.
For real, I start to get crafty. Fuck that.
Offenders are not gonna tell you that they're offenders, because they already know that it's something that's not socially accepted. So,
at all.
Right. So
even when he explained it, girl, I was like, and it's, they got kids. Like,
bro, it's black and white. There's
they
no
got kids, too.
Kids.
Listen, they got kids. It was a story. I was like, oh, I need to go.
they be having whole families, and they be predators. And it's just like, bro, you praying.
No, he had a kid with her. Yeah, no, it was the same girl, same situation, and then became, that's why I said, this girl didn't tell me nothing. I could have put that whole family on blast on that bullshit, and I still won't say no names, but if she hear this, she know it's her, and she knows she fucked up for doing that shit, and she got kids. That shit's messed up. Like, I was 24, I'm like, so that's why you all weird, because I'm kind of borderline a young age for you, weirdo.
But you know what, at the same time, it's one of them things too, like why I get swept, like they don't really know how to accept trauma like that. And I'm not making an excuse, so please don't make it seem like I'm making an excuse for it, because at a certain point in your life, you got to actually understand what is actually morally correct. And we have been so conditioned because of slavery and stuff like that, that things like that is actually okay. But we are in modern day right now. It's 2018. We should not
you
be
wouldn't think it though, huh? You wouldn't fucking think it. The way she's like, it's just crazy.
You would think that, you know, like, yeah, it might have been accepted, it might have been legal, but just because, you know, it was legal, don't make it morally okay. Period. Like, y'all need to break them chains. Like,
break them. You know, we don't,
just because your mama was molested, your grandma was molested, don't mean that, like, y'all passing down molestation. Like, no, this is not okay. Y'all have to come to terms with y'all trauma, and y'all got to understand what is actually right or wrong, but y'all so scared to talk about it. Y'all so scared to bring it to the forefront. You just allowing it to happen. How the fuck you got generational molestation going on in the family? Like, bro.
Don't nobody want to feel like bad. Don't nobody want to feel weird. Everybody wants to feel normal and live a normal life. And when somebody violates you in that aspect, you don't feel the normality of life anymore. And they take something from you. So in my opinion, I've never been molested, but I could never, ever, ever tell somebody what, yes, you should come forward. But I don't know what it's like to have to deal with that and have to, especially somebody close to you, the uncle, family, that's so hard. And then fuck up and you say it and nobody believes you. That's a lot of shit to go through. But please, please, please speak up so they don't get somebody else. Cause that's all that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be another person. That's it. That's all it is.
Like, people got to stop just telling them, stay away from that one. Like, no, get him the fuck out of here.
Get him the fuck, exactly. No, like,
beat his ass. Tell him to stay the fuck away. Treat him like you would treat somebody who is really, that's not your blood. That's like that. Treat him like he ain't shit.
Treat him the fuck on. Treat him like he gay and it's 1982.
All right, throw him in the trash. Like, it's empire.
People should treat pedophilia like a disease. Y'all should treat that shit like it's the most disgusting, horrendous, sick shit you ever heard. This shit, your mouth should start to get a little nauseous. You'd be nauseated when somebody said it to a fucking 13-year-old. Or the dude who was on your timeline, like, well, her body is developed. Or she could start producing this once she blew
up. Wait, were they together before she was 16? Hold on.
What's going on? You're
16 and 25.
That.
Wait, 16 and 25. He from Michigan, too. You best believe I hit the hashtag Detroit. This nigga a creep. And if you see him, he a creep. And just know, FBI, he a creep. Because he said, oh, 16, 25. Was he with her before? Because, I mean, 16 is legal.
wait, 16 is legal, but it don't make it right either. So, they just need to stop. But
you playing a dangerous game.
No, they are playing a dangerous game. And it's so dangerous that they don't care. But, you know, Twitter has made pedophiles so comfortable, just like racist.
The internet in general.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The internet.
They get together. That Hearts Progress shit was going on at one point. Oh, my God.
They tried to attach themselves to the LGBT, all them fucking letters. They tried to...
With the P?
They tried to slap that P up there. They're really trying to make it seem like being a pedophile... Let's get one thing straight. They're trying to make it seem like being a pedophile is sexual preference. You are taking something from someone else. If that person can't consent, and speaking of legality and the fact that their brains aren't developed to actually fully understand the sexual acts that you're trying to commit, that's not... sexuality. That's fucking rape, you sick bastard. And you shouldn't just go to jail. And when I meant like castrate them and stuff, I don't mean like literally people taking out their own hands. I think that should be the standard.
No, medically,
like
medically castrate them motherfuckers. Castrate if you don't cut it off, just medically castrate them. Just snip the little line.
I mean, you know what? That is definitely definitely be an option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but considering that, you know, the U.S. gonna pick and choose. I think that any man that goes to jail for, you know, molesting kids, is they should definitely
lobotomize his dick.
Yeah, they should. But you know, like I want to
the bitch can't get hurt no more.
I want to include rape in that situation as well. But the only problem that I have with rape is that a lot of women are crying wolf. So it's like, would that actually be
them bitches? Like, fucking
right.
Horrible.
So. But, you know, like, the kids is the future, you know, like, you can mold kids, you can't mold an adult, so, you know, like, that, I would definitely, like, if they put that into a law, I would definitely vote for that. Like, I would literally, I don't like voting, I don't vote, but I will be at the polls if they have something like that on the polls, yes, cut their dicks off.
Oh,
and the women, lobotomize the shit. I'm with it.
The and women, take off some titties. If you lie about getting
take
raped,
off
get
some,
caught,
right, or
take
off
go some, to jail. Throw them in jail if they lie.
Do something.
They gotta go. I think they should get locked up like rapists. Whatever they were trying to charge them with, the girl should get if she lied.
I agree, but you know what? In this world, that's just, you know.
It's too cruel. It's too much. They're going to give her probation and a slap on the wrist.
They're
going to
say
$1 fine.
They're going to say some shit like, we're ruining a perfectly good person because they made a mistake. Bitch,
but she had such a bright future. I'm sure she did, and so did this nigga.
Right.
Now it's attached to his name forever.
Forever.
And that's the other thing I was going to say real quick. I've been saying this for a very long time, and people be looking at me real weird. That Heart's Progress shit, they're waiting for these people who keep pushing these lines to say the legalities and shit. They're waiting for these people to pretty much make it legal. They're waiting, and that's why I keep saying they're playing with fire. They're playing a very dangerous game. They're sitting in the background waiting for the 18 and 13-year-old love story to be some cute shit. Mm-hmm. And now it's some 20-year-old man in love with a 12-year-old fucking girl. And that's
fucking,
okay.
They in love with a 5-year-old. And they like children.
It's the idea of consent. They have it's a propaganda shit out there about consent, mm-hmm. where it's like, they said it. I can choose to be gay at 6. I can choose to, you know, what was it? I can choose to, it was something like, I can choose to be gay. I could choose to identify as this. It was something else, like be gender fluid or some shit. And then it was, the other one was, but I can't choose to have sex when I want to. And it was a 12-year-old girl. But they were comparing it to the fact that a little boy can be gay or a little girl can be gay at 6, 5 years old nowadays and be accepted. That they think, people think that they really know what they're talking about. And so they have that shit out there where they're using these things that people push in, like little boys. They be like, oh, my 5-year-old nephew is gay because he told me so. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Like,
yo,
in order to be gay, you have to be a homosexual. You have to be attracted sexually to men. Like, it's clear. You have to have a sexual attraction.
You have to go through puberty and actually.
And people, and that's why they don't get, they're crossing lines that can't go, that you can't go back. Once you start making things make sense that shouldn't make sense, they're going to pass these laws because the right people gonna get in office in these places that we be ignoring where they do this shit, like that one guy. All the white people were saying shit like the white, they were all like, well, I think it's nice that he was looking at that girl. Back in the day, an older man being attracted to you was a good thing. It was a good thing that he, because he could take care of you. I'm like, these girls like 15, 16 years old. Like, even Joe Biden, Jesus Christ.
This ain't the 19, like Auntie said earlier, this ain't 1922, y'all. Like, you don't have to, like,
did y'all see that Joe Biden
birth,
shit?
So I can get, you don't have to do that. No, I don't know shit.
Oh, just look at it. When you, no, when you just give some time, just look up Joe Biden creepy, and I'm sure something will come up. He used to just be, like, too close to the girls, and girls would look scared. It would be young girls who would be on stage, like 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, massaging their shoulders, kiss them on the cheek. And I never noticed these things. Like, I wasn't watching this shit either, but I never peeped it, and people didn't pay any attention to it till after. After
you
he
mean,
was
like,
out.
In Hollywood and shit? Like you know that Nickelodeon?
No. Movie? I mean, and, like, oh, wait, go
or
ahead.
In general. You know what I'm saying? In general, like, nobody noticed or pictured the fact they massaging girls, kissing them, hugging them. The girls look fucking awkward and shit.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Like, nobody the dude with Miranda and them and all them, uh-huh. They had that video of Ariana Grande doing that weird shit, juicing a potato, squeezing it, and it looked like she's...
Oh, well, I was telling everybody that Dan Snyder is the father of Jamie Lynn Spears' child.
Mm.
Yes, he is the father of that child.
Who is? He is? He's the father of that little girl?
Yes, her and the baby father is not even together. They couldn't even maintain a relationship. Why do you think Jamie, like, she's a child star. The show ended up getting off air because she got pregnant. Mm-hmm. She got pregnant at 16. He was sleeping with her and she ended up pregnant.
How old is he?
Dan Snyder. Girl, it don't matter how old he was.
No, I didn't know. No, I'm saying I don't know how old. Like, I don't even know. Oh. I'm going to be honest. I don't know nothing about. I know about her being pregnant. I don't really know about that guy at all. That's why I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah, Dan Snyder. He was, I don't know. I forgot what he, hold on. I'm about to tell you right now.
Please do. But you know that all ties together.
But that's
cost
just
of fame, too. Dan people Snyder, be putting their kids
they
into
be selling
that
their
shit,
kids.
Dog.
They trying to eat.
She had, he's a, what is it? He was a producer, screenwriter producer.
That's not the one that was in that picture next to the Miranda girl who's all cheese. Yes. That's the guy. Yes.
When he was, they were sitting on his lap and everything.
See.
But he was messing with, like, Zoe got a couple shows. She had a movie, I think, or whatever, but what have you. But yeah, he's the father. I don't care what nobody say, he's the father of that child.
Damn.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
And then after she got pregnant, that's when all of those 16 and pregnant shows started coming out, and it was like this national situation because, you know, 16-year-olds is getting pregnant. So, you know, pedophilia in the industry is normal, and it's just not wise. It's just like not wise to put your kids. And I see why a lot of celebrities don't involve their kids into that type of business,
or they get out. Like some childhood celebrities, you notice they'll disappear. Like they won't keep fucking with it because their parents are like, all right, I'm not about to sell my kids.
The fact that they've actually been molested already.
Yeah, true.
And you know, a lot of these child stars are messed up anyway. Period. And you can tell a lot of stuff happened to them. Like Orlando Brown, is that his name?
Yeah.
That's
the Raven.
Girl, he's a nutcase. Yes, him, Raven. You could just tell that, and then Amanda Bynes, Miranda Cosgrove, she disappeared.
I don't even know who that is.
She's from iCarly.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Nickelodeon.
If they don't disappear, they either end up strung the fuck out. Lindsay Lohan was fucked up.
Demi Lovato.
Yep.
Ariana Grande. That damn ponytail that she wears all the time, I know for a fact she was in that video with Dan Snyder when she was holding that potato in that water. And I just had a revelation, like, okay, she wears that ponytail and she still is childlike.
The so unicorn. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she does. Yes.
Ooh. That baby voice. I hate that bitch.
She's still childlike.
I
don't. Like, aww. You know what? No cap. She can sing. She can sing.
It makes sense, all the stuff you're saying now. The guy she dating.
Right. So it's people don't want to believe it. Like they want to be famous so bad, but you know, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I do want to get into the industry.
You just want
to
eat.
But I know I'm not gonna make it.
It's such a cost
to make it, because you know it's a cost to get that high. Like it's like I just want control. I'm not gonna have control, but I'm gonna go as far as I can without having to, you know, sell my soul or do things and stuff like that. Like, my daughter will never be involved within the industry. Like, I will build what I have to build and let her run it without her being directly involved within the industry, because they prey on kids, period. And it's just not the right thing to do. Disney too. Like, girl, we can go on forever with the conspiracy theories and the music industry.
Tell him, JD. Tell him. He ain't letting no conspiracy. And just like what he said.
People are going to call it a conspiracy theory.
Shit,
but,
been
you
happening.
Know,
this
is literally what's going on in the industry, but I'm not going to sit up here and talk about it. However, I don't have anything else. It was a really great chat. JD, I missed you.
I missed y'all too, bro. I got to get a haircut like a motherfucker, bro. My hair.
Okay, but honey, we don't see you, but.
Right, you know he was touching his face and like rubbing his hair when he was saying it.
We're looking at him like, bro, we're not judging you.
No, I'm looking at barbershops right now, so what the fuck's open up a little bit.
No, he rubbed his head when he said that, though. Like, I need a haircut, man.
Y'all some fucking assholes. But yeah.
But, okay, so. Real quick, all of September, I'm running financial literacy episodes, so I have some really dope topics. I'll have to send y'all the run of the show for the whole month of September, so y'all are more than welcome to be included in the conversation. These episodes are only going to be 30 minutes because it's like 8 people a whole month, 2 episodes a week. Y'all get the schedule.
You bring a Freaky Friday back.
I mean, I can next month. Oh, God, I'm talking about next month.
It's already August 1st.
All right. Yeah, we could do a Freaky Friday.
This Friday or what?
Y'all ain't ready, cuz.
I'm not this Friday.
I'm going to say not this Friday.
Do a Freaky Friday. If y'all want to do a Freaky Friday, we can definitely do a Freaky Friday. Y'all figure out what y'all want to talk about on Freaky Friday. I'm not bringing the topic, so y'all figure it out.
Is this freaky shit on Friday?
Yeah, just nasty.
Just downright. Oh.
just filthy.
I'm gonna just be in the background of that conversation. I'm wholesome.
Just filthy. So,
virgin.
Yeah. With that said, y'all figure out what y'all want to talk about on Friday. Let me know, and then I will get it together. So please let me know tomorrow.
For sure. I will send you a bunch of DMs and shit.
Okay.
I got you.
So tomorrow, what do you say, JD?
Y'all just.
What's up?
Y'all nasty, bro. That's all.
Okay, like you act like you not feel.
Look at his time. I was about to say, look at his timeline, right, dog. Bro, gotta mute him for a day. Fuck, his timeline. You can tell you need some.
Okay, anyways, y'all go buy some soap.
Buy some soap. Don't molest kids.
Damn.
Yeah.
Learn how to fight.
Go buy some soap. Don't molest kids.
Learn how to fight. Defend yourselves.
Fuck. Get a gun.
Get a gun.
Oh yeah.
Get some whip niggas. If you ain't gonna shoot them, just like they learn.
All right, y'all.
Oh yeah. Oh, most definitely go to the shooting range. Y'all talking about y'all want to go on dates and y'all want to do something fun.
Shooting.
Go with the dude that's taking you on a date to the shooting range.
Let him know.
Y'all might actually
let him know. So, I did the best I could. Protect yourself, and I'm going to sleep.
For sure.
Bye, y'all.
Toodles.
God bless.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.